AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Just an hour to go before the polls close in Michigan and Mississippi, later tonight in Idaho and Hawaii. Michigan is the biggest prize in the latest round of presidential races in both parties. A couple in Dearborn believes Hillary Clinton has all of the candidates, Democratic and Republican, beat when it comes to experience.
We voted for Hillary Clinton, myself, my wife, because we think she's the best qualified candidate of all the candidates. She knows government the best. She's been in it for a long time herself. We think that she's going to do the best job and have the nation's best interests at heart.
A voter in Pearlington, Mississippi, says Clinton will come out on top despite all of the mud slung at her.
She's trustworthy. I think she's been attacked many times unnecessarily.
Jim Owen, a Mississippi Republican, believes Donald Trump's detractors are listening to the language but not getting the message. Owen wrote the song Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man. The end of Michael Bloomberg's presidential flirtation drops a large number of campaign consultants into the presidential race.
Bloomberg is running for president.
Michael Bloomberg's consideration of running for president was anything but casual, as this rough cut of a campaign commercial in the New York Times shows. The former New York mayor assembled a robust network of advisors, pollsters, and advertisers before pulling the plug. So what happens to all those operatives, says Mitchell Moss, who teaches urban policy at NYU? Don't worry.
The people who might have worked for Bloomberg will find ways to participate.
Moss says Bloomberg was right in his assessment of his chances. The most likely result of making an independent run would have been to enhance the likelihood of Donald Trump or Ted Cruz winning the presidency. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Obama's personal physician says he remains in excellent overall health and has even improved from his last physical. This is AP Radio News. U.S. officials say an American airstrike targeted a senior Islamic commander in northeastern Syria last week, but they're unsure whether he was killed.
The officials say the target was a militant sometimes called Omar the Chechen, Omar al-Shishani, one of the Islamic State's most prominent military leaders. Officials are now assessing whether the strike may have killed al-Shishani. The attack happened Friday near al-Shaddadi, a former Islamic State stronghold in Syria. U.S.-backed Kurdish forces retook the town last month. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Just as she was always by his side in life, former First Lady Nancy Reagan, in death, will be laid to rest inches away from her husband's side when she is buried Friday at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Stocks took it on the nose today, the Dow dropping 109 points. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.